Between 1900 and 1915, as we have seen, mostly under the impetus of the wealthy, Seattle had acquired a first-rate boulevard and park system, though at the time it was one that could be enjoyed mostly by those rich enough to afford an automobile. In the same period, most of the regrading of the downtown area had been taking place. I just want to review now some of the background leading up to this. And while a lot of this work was silly and blindly motivated by the lust for profit, a good deal of it was not. What had happened, however, was that the huge economic growth experienced at that time was simply too stunning, I mean almost literally stunning, for many people to realize that forces were being unleashed which should be controlled and which would prove difficult to control. And so the wealthy began to retire to their lovely estates and roads and to let Seattle become an increasingly simple city economically. The progressives, in their turn, allowed themselves to become preoccupied with moral matters like prohibition, gambling, and sexual habits, and to let the interests take whatever was left to be grabbed. The Great Northern Railroad came into Seattle on its own terms. The huge piers on Harbor Island were allowed to be developed privately without public control, but with the help of public funds. It was the sort of division that needed only the impetus of the war to become a genuine class war, with the affluent standing idly aside, the middle class becoming moral and patriotic in bad ways, and the left becoming the repository for the old and still pure progressives, as well as the many new radicals created by the rapacity of the war machine itself. It was a fight in which, invariably, both sides would lose, because each was fighting, finding more ways to distrust and to simplify the other side. On the one hand, drinking and supporting wobblies, or not buying liberty bonds, was being construed as treason, while on the other, buying a car and moving to the suburbs and reading the Seattle Star and being unwilling to strike became immoral, selling out. Seattle was simultaneously becoming more radical and known as a radical city and becoming more bourgeois, graduating its working class into the middle class. It was becoming a city where people were aware of class and status distinctions and afraid of people not of one's own kind.